Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
News, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6:30. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Officials at the Kansas Department of Corrections report an inmate disturbance at the Norton Correctional Facility Tuesday evening. Local law enforcement agencies were dispatched to the facility in northwest Kansas around 9:30 p.m. Situation was resolved. All inmates were secured. Two minor staff injuries were reported, although no medical attention was required. An investigation is underway. And now the forecast here. Sunny today with a high of 80 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low of 52. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 84. Now a fair sky. And 50 degrees, and we have a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. South Florida residents are emptying store shelves and fuel at gas stations as Hurricane Irma, one of the most powerful Atlantic hurricanes on record, is carving a path for a potential strike this weekend. Mandatory evacuations for the Florida Keys start this morning for tourists and tonight for residents like this couple who are conflicted about staying or going.
Undecided for 100%, but just going to wait a little longer and see if it turns.
If I don't want to stay, he obviously is undecided, but I don't want to be here.
The Mays Police Department is turning to the public in hopes of finding 30-year-old Kendra Lee Nystrom. Mays Police Lieutenant Jeff Piper says Kendra was last seen and heard from on May 4th, 2017, around 10:30 a.m.
She left her parents' home in the 12,000 block of West 29th Street North with only her dog. She left the house on foot, leaving her personal belongings, cell phone, and car behind. This residence is located adjacent to the Cowskin Creek, which was running above capacity due to recent heavy rains, and moderate flooding was occurring in the area at the time.
On May 10th, an area resident recorded an altercation between a male and female at 1.5 miles from the Nystrom home. Police have not been able to identify the people in the video. Anyone with information is asked to call 911. Mays Police, or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111.
The Wichita City Council Tuesday talked about how to spend a big windfall from the city's sale of the Hyatt Hotel. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News City Council District each one will receive $1 million.
There's a wide variety of different uses for it. They've been visiting with their neighborhoods and district advisory boards and trying to figure out what's the best use for it.
And there's $10 million to be used to improve city streets. Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Lawmakers returned to Washington for their summer recess Tuesday, and there's a lot to get done.
Congress has a punishing workload at the top of the must-do list, Hurricane Harvey relief, raising the debt limit, and funding the government to avoid a shutdown. And on top of all of that, the White House is also pushing tax reform and now immigration. Asked if they can really get all of this done, Republican John Kennedy of Louisiana told me that his colleagues are going to have to get some guts, step up to the plate, saying the last few months some have been acting like the definition of weenies. Mary Bruce, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
KNSS News Time now, coming up on 6:33, Steve and Ted in the Morning. Contestants in the final stages at the Miss America competition will have to answer a second round of questions on the way to winning the crown. Sam Haskell, executive chairman of the Miss America organization, tells the Associated Press the second round of on-stage interviews is designed to bring out more about the contestants. Starting with this year's nationally televised finale on Sunday, seven contestants from the top 10 will be asked a personality question. Five of the seven will advance and be asked a second question on current events, societal issues, or the like. In other words, a tougher round of questions. What do you think, Ted?
Yeah, they try to see how well they can handle thinking on their feet.
You know, and it's interesting because you think of the Miss America, most of us, I think, That's a beauty pageant. It always has been. And they have always said, no, it's a scholarship pageant. Well, it does. You know, it does measure not only beauty, but poise and, you know, talent. There is some talent involved, too. So it's a great pageant. And I think the finale is, what, Sunday night? I believe it's Sunday
night.
That's
what you said, Sunday.
And yeah.
But let's face it, back in the day, I mean, Miss America would make her appearances during her reign, and she'd probably sit in the back of a convertible and wave to people. But it's different now with media, and every place she goes, there's probably 1,000 cell phones and microphones in her face, and she's going to have to say some things and react to comments and come off as an intelligent person that knows what she's talking about.
Well, just a few days ago, we had the current Miss America on with us.
Yes.
And she was witty, delightful, and she was sharp. She was on her feet. She stayed up with us anyway.
Well, that's why she won last year.
Doesn't take much to stay up with us, but anyway. L.L. Bean has done some soul searching. The century-old brand, known for Yankee durability, says that after a period of introspection, it's putting a renewed focus on the fun of being outside as it tries to invigorate sales. It's urging consumers to be an outsider in a new campaign that focuses more on enjoying the outdoors with families and friends and less on the company's hunting and fishing heritage.
Who is this?
L.L. Bean.
Oh, okay.
CEO Steve Smith tells the Associated Press L.L. Bean learned during its brand project that consumers love the products and customer service but sometimes lack an emotional connection. I think I've got something from L.L. Bean.
It is an iconic American company.
I think I got something from L.L. Bean years ago. I think I got some of the, a pair of those rubberized little all-weather boots. Mm-hmm. They're really cool. I mean, you can wear them in anything. And I think they have disappeared from my house and gone over to my grandkids.
Is that what's happened?
Yeah. Sometimes those things have a way. Good stuff has a way of disappearing like that. Well, it's 6:35 now with Steve and Ted, and tentative ID for this child that was found in that South Wichita rental property and encased in concrete. Tentative, but former Mayor Carl Brewer says it is his grandson,
yeah,
Evan.
Yeah, that's what they
still
think.
It's not official. But there's a story here that apparently is a really, really tough story about abuse of a child. That's all we can say about it, really, at this point. But the investigation continues, right, Ted? They've got people they're talking to still.
Right.
Till they figure out exactly what had happened there. But what a shocking, shocking deal.
And yep, it's pretty sordid and gruesome deal. And
every day,
two people are in custody.
Every day you're looking at, you go to the city hall and you look at these, you see, is every day a child abuse or is that too often?
It's every day? It's multiple cases every day.
Wow. You got to take care of those kids. Somebody has to. There is a boil water advisory issued for the city of Burden in Cowley County to the south of here. Kansas Department of Health and Environment issued that boil advisory for the public water supply, the advisory because of a line break and it resulted in a loss of pressure in the system.
Yeah.
So they have to get that all fixed up, and so you're supposed to boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation or use bottled water. And dispose of ice cubes do not use for a household automatic ice maker. And again, that's in Burden in Cowley County. They've got a problem with pressure in the water. Coming up here this weekend on our station, we're going to air a special program called I'm Listening on World Suicide Prevention Day Sunday. It's about suicide. And it's going to run from 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday here on KNSS. And this is a topic that, you know, I have known about it and reported on it for several years, but talked several times with the folks at ComCare.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the people who are, you know, among others, there are people who are very involved in trying to prevent suicide, educate people
right.
about suicide, what to look for, and so forth.
And it's a topic that people don't like really to discuss.
No,
so
there's a lot to it.
Even though it is a problem, let's face it, it's not like every case is alike.
There was
every case, is, in fact, is quite different.
There was a suicide this past week in my daughter's neighborhood, and someone, you know, connected with the school and the kids out there, and it was a grown person, but it's bad.
Yeah, and it always, it leaves a hole, and it's always shocking.
Yeah. All right, that's 7 to 9 coming up Sunday evening. I'm Listening is the name of the title of the program. All right, 6:38 now with Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Tuesday, most of the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts had mixed trading on an outside trading session, but they closed on the negative side. The largest losses occurred in our feeder cattle, like on Friday, bear spreading action took place, and today is the Fed Cattle Exchange. They have a show list of 1,240 head of cattle. Several of the lean hog contracts closed with triple-digit gains yesterday. This also makes the fourth straight session of lean hogs closing positive. On the close yesterday, October live cattle 72 cents lower at 104.42. October feeders down $1.05 at 142.50. And October lean hogs were up $2.30 at 63.75. Yesterday, the wheat and soybeans traded and closed above last week's highs, while the corn fell just a little short of its highs. Strength in the market was a continuation of last week's technical buying, along with concerns over dry weather and cold weather possibly hurting the fall crops. The corn and soybean harvest is progressing in the southern states, and the Kansas corn harvest is now 3% complete. Overnight, trading has been on the negative side. December Casey wheat currently down 2¾ cents at $4.42¼. December corn down 2¼, $3.56¼. And November soybeans down 2½ cents at $9.66. October crude oil, 44 cents higher at $49.10. December gold's down 20 cents at $1,344.30. September S&P's a 0.75 cents higher at $24.61¾. September dollar index, 2 cents higher at $92.25. And September Dow Jones futures up 18 points at 21,782. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, sounds good. I mean, looks like we're going to have some pretty nice weather this weekend, so you'll be able to go out and plant rows and rows of soybeans in your front yard. And
the only thing that we could use to make things a little nicer is a little moisture.
Yeah, but those folks in Florida are going to have plenty of that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we live here in Kansas. We grew up in Kansas, right? You did, I know.
Yes.
And we've grown up with the exposure to big hail, high wind, and tornadoes. But usually that stuff is here and gone, you know, within an hour or two. And not like a hurricane that just sits there and generates bad stuff for days on end.
The only real difference is the fact that they do at least get an idea that it's coming.
Yeah, a little bit better warning.
You know, it doesn't always follow the path maybe that's been predicted, but that's better than a lot of things that we put up with here in the Midwest. It just pops up out of nowhere, and we have no warning.
That happens a lot, but on the other hand, here in the last few years, you've noticed that with the modern technology and so forth, those weather forecasters, a couple of times over the past couple of years, I remember they've said, be ready this weekend. Remember, you know, like 2 or 3 days out, be ready, you know. So their forecasting is getting better and better. There's no doubt about it.
It is, and there's no doubt it has saved lives.
And you can't rely on your method, which is if your bunions are hurting, you know something bad's going to happen, right?
Well, usually, yeah, you're right about that.
I'm sure I know what a bunion is.
I'm not sure I do either. Let's just say the old bones creak.
The bones creak. That's good. I like that. All right. Thank you, sir. That's the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler. Coming up here at 6:42 with Steve and Ted, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is going to be with us. And, of course, we'll have more coming your way with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.